Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hey, hey, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. Today's show, a Blog Talk and BGE staff pick and featured show. Thank you to our Blog Talk partners. As you guys know, 18 million unique visitors per month who listen 40 million times. So those are some big, big numbers, and it's just the greatest and a blessing to be partners with them and allowing us to spread our message as partners through their platform. It is Monday, 6/24/2013. Hope each and every one of you guys had a great, great weekend. 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Get on over there, become a free member, and also be sure to subscribe to BGE TV with the wonderful visuals that we have and that are having, that are coming to the television network. At Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Definitely Atlanta, Los Angeles. You know I'm on the go. And it's just been a nice month of relaxation after 5 months of traveling. As many of you guys know, I travel between three cities and building and growing and enjoying with all the philanthropy work, empowering our community, and promoting financial literacy. And supporting everyone to thrive, and also having our many, many great guests that's on the air with us. And Alex Thomas annual golf tournament is coming, up and coming. As many of you guys know, we go and hang out with him and his crew. It's going to be July 14th and 15th. Pool party is back at the Roosevelt and in Hollywood, so that's going to be awesome. High, high profile celebrities, as you guys many of you guys know, that attend, and then we're going to head over to Mountain Gate Golf Course and spend the evening with them and have some dinner and just mingle and network. Awesome, awesome town. So if you guys want to join or become a part, if you're in the LA area, AlexThomasFoundation.com. The pool party's free. If you want to do a donation of $100. If you're not a player, a golf player, I think they are still accepting golf players. You can, donate $100 and come mingle with some of these big celebrities that make a difference in pediatric cancer. Also, Urban Hangout Las Vegas, going to head down there about a week and a half after, heading out to Planet Hollywood. Definitely going to hang out with the crew over there, professionals from all over the U.S. meet up annually out in Las Vegas just to network, mingle, and just have a good time, unwind a little from all the hard work throughout the year. Got Cisco and his crew with Drew Hill that's going to be performing. Slick Rick is going to be in the house also and Dwell. So it's going to be an exciting three-day event out in Las Vegas, urbanhangout.com for your tickets today. They still have tickets available. The rooms are still available. I think they're down to only 30 that's left, but it's huge. So definitely BGE is going to be out there to support, the crew out there and just, mingle and just have a little fun. Well, you guys all know her from the Steve Harvey Morning Show and Chris Rock's documentary, which was awesome, by the way. Boy, Chris opened her eyes. Good hair, and today she is here to talk about beauty and health inside and out, and that's the fabulous Dr. Melanie Macklin here with us here today on BGE Radio. Welcome, Dr. Melanie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the line with you and your wonderful listeners, and hey, we're going to talk beauty, hair, skin. Kalithia, I'm an open book, so just let folks chime in whenever.
Well, for those that don't know you, we ought to do the introduction. So let everyone know who you are.
Absolutely. Basically, I'm a dermatologist out of Howard University, undergraduate, Howard University Medical School, Johns Hopkins for internal medicine residency, and then dermatology at Washington Hospital Center. I immediately started my company in 99 called Innovative Hair Technology. And my mission, honestly, was to be able to educate us folks of color that were not able to get to a dermatologist, and they have hair and skin issues like everybody else, but may not have been able to have insurance or monies or whatever have you. So I'm branded as that over-the-counter dermatologist nationally. I am not in any sort of local office because I believe that I had too much information to share to the world than just to be waiting on someone to knock on my door in a central location. So I educate through multimedia, print. I'm the medical director with Hype Hair Magazine. Also work with Sister to Sister Magazine, and then I branch into radio, working with Steve Harvey and lots of other radio personalities as well. And then Chris gave me the opportunity with his Good Hair movie, and I do TV, Fox, ABC, whenever they want me to come in on a consultant basis. So I just love educating on skin and hair and nails, or just a general health question, because there's so much information now on the internet that is not credible. I know that if I'm ever saying anything, Kalithia, I'm going to know what I'm saying, or I'm going to say I don't know that answer, and I'm going to get back to you with the right answer. So
well,
that's me.
Yes, you are definitely a diva on the move and very inspiring, and, you know, it's very important. I'm a person that's, you know, into skincare and, you know, health and, skin, health, hair, everything, and that natural. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of women are going natural, but this doesn't, your company just doesn't target women, it also targets men. And you have a product line. Let's talk a little bit more about Bew Nutri.
Bella Nutri and Bo Nutri. That's right. You know, I felt that if I'm going to be helping someone in giving them some information on their hair or skin issue, I feel, Kalithia, that I needed to offer them a solution. So my real passion is product development. I have worked with other companies to bring out products for them, and then it got to a point where I said, you know what, I can't continue to endorse another product when I have the capabilities to launch my own. So fortunately, with God's blessings, I was able to bring out Bella Nutri for women in 2004 and Bo Nutri for men, and both of those are hair and skin supplements that are all natural. I spent over 5 years of research and development towards the specific nutrients. This is not like, I mean, I know everybody has seen hair, skin, and nail vitamins at the grocery store or at the health food store, but my product is very specific. I was able to zone in on exactly what nutrients target the hair roots as well as the skin cells from an internal aspect because, you know, honestly, hair and skin start on the inside. So all this topical stuff, it coats the surface or it cleans the surface. But, Kalithia, when it comes time to really helping to improve hair and skin, it has to be from the inside. And that's part of my main message, as well as being able to provide products that can be used to help, you know, both the hair and the skin.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it seems like this is just, you know, buzzing. You know, it's a simple product that you have. You know, they take a couple of capsules per day or 2 to 3 capsules. And, of course, you know, you give the advice on, you know, the diet, you know, and everything else that's entailed with it. So let us know a little bit about the benefits of your product.
Yeah, you know, both supplements, the Bella Nutri for women and Bo Nutri for men, it's really helping to target the hair roots so the hair roots can start becoming more revived and stimulated so that the hair can start growing out much stronger, okay, so less daily hair breakage. Hair is growing out much thicker because the roots can stimulate, you know, about 2 or 3 strands of hair like they're supposed to, you know, because we do so many things to our hair and our scalp that cause our follicles or our roots to shut down. So Bella Nutri helps internally to help get those roots back working and get that hair growing back, even in bald and thin areas. I mean, honestly, Kalitha, I've had clients that couldn't grow hair, growing hair with me, and that's my passion and love, and it's about what can I continue to offer in that regard as far as products. Now, as far as the skin benefits are phenomenal. I mean, it's literally like the fountain of youth pill. It really is, and even though the product says for hair and skin, and I pretty much focused for years on the hair component because I have so many hundreds and thousands of women around everywhere that are having hair loss, but the Bella Nutri does exceptionally well on skin because of the collagen that I have in the product and hyaluronic acid. So it's helping the skin start turning back the hands of time as far as fine lines and wrinkles, large pores, you know, acne marks, acne scars, and even some capabilities on helping with stretch marks. So you really got all that you need for your beauty in a pill, and it's all natural. This is not a medicine. So,
right,
yeah, Bone Nutri,
right.
I can't leave out my men, Kalita,
yes.
Because let me tell you, these men get Bone Nutri by 6 and 12 months supply at a time. I am not kidding you. I mean,
wow.
Men will not buy. Do you know any man that's going to buy something in that kind of quantity if it really wasn't
no.
working for them?
Right.
So my guys are really some great clients all across the country. And, you know, I just love what I do. I really do. And I always welcome new ideas. I'm very innovative. And I'm not afraid to take on anyone that has an idea and be able to help them to turn that into a wonderful product as well. So I wanted to put that out there as well.
And with the men, you know, especially men of color, the target problem area is usually the shaving.
The shaving, yep.
Yes. How does your product for the men assist and benefit on that end?
Well, you know, I have a really big interest in the whole razor bumps. That's so common. I actually used to do a lot of online video work for the artist 50 Cent on his site, This Is 50. And I'm telling you, when we put up that razor bump one that I did for him on This Is 50, I think it's still on YouTube. I mean, literally within 24 hours, Kalithia, it was just flooded. I mean, it went up into the big thousands right
wow.
away. And that shows you just how many men of color out there are having this issue. And what happens is because the hair in the beard area is very coarse in comparison to, like, the hair that's on one's scalp. So this coarse hair around the beard area, what happens is when it grows out and then you shave it, okay, as soon as the hair grows right back above the skin, it's going to curl back over into the skin and re-pierce the skin, what we call like a pseudo-folliculitis barbae, okay? That's the medical term, but the bottom line is we're not going to go there too much on that term, but it's like the curling back over of the hair into the skin. So it's causing a skin to grow over that area, and then, boom, you see the bump. I mean, definitely, if your listeners can go to YouTube and check out that razor bump, I think that really gives the main solution of some things to do. So I tell my guys, you know, try to shave once a day. If you can, twice a day. If you know your hair pattern is kind of rough, as we used to call it, like, you know, sometimes the ladies like to see a man with a 5 o'clock shadow, but I bet you your bottom dollar that man is not going to want to look in the mirror himself and see bumps the next morning because he kept
right.
that 5 o'clock shadow, you know? So I say, look, you know, try to shave in the morning and in the evening to avoid that hair growing out above the skin surface to prevent it from curling back over to the skin. If a guy currently has bumps, I'm a big fan of the over-the-counter acne products that have salicylic acid in there. That helps to remove a lot of that old skin that's clogging that bump. And then, like, something simple like a benzoyl peroxide acne gel right to the bump will help to dry it out. But my guys don't get bumps because I teach them how to not keep bumps away. And I have so many wonderful testimonials of men that have followed that for years. And they say, you know, Dr. Mack, I love my smooth skin. And I said, well, I'm loving that you having smooth skin. So,
is this
so,
why
yes.
Steve Harvey has that smooth skin?
That's right. He's been following the Dr. Mack principles.
Well, that
yes,
is
indeed.
Awesome. That is just awesome. So I have a tweet, and someone wants to know, you know, what was your experience working with Chris Rock, and what is your experience working with Steve Harvey?
Oh, wow. That's a great question, and appreciate that. Let me start with 2007 is when I had the pleasure of meeting Steve, had dinner with my husband and Steve and some of and his bodyguard, Big Boom, and his project manager, James. We had a great dinner meeting, and honestly, within 5 minutes of meeting Steve and talking, he said, you really should be doing what I'm doing. And I was just so honored by that statement. I said, well, you know, Steve, I'm not a comedian. I don't know what you mean by that. He just said, you know, I just like the way you speak and the information that you've just talked to me about in just this short period of time. Next thing you know, I was getting invited up to the WBLS studios, and I'm thinking I'm going there, Kalithia, just to be interviewed on air, you know, to talk about what
right.
I do, like I'm doing with you. He put it on blast. He said, look, I brought Dr. Maxlin here to start answering your hair and skin questions. The BLS phones blew up. My email questions were well over 1,000 by the time I got off air. It was just phenomenal. And he's just been a big supporter. Steve is very loyal, and I have just been very blessed and honored to have been a part of his team. I used to do a lot of the live work during the times when the Judge Mathis show comes on, but now I have a Saturday segment on the Steve Harvey Saturdays where I have an Ask Dr. Maxlin segment. So I welcome your listeners to email me. If they have a question that they like for me to talk about on air, I would love to do that. So Steve and the team, fabulous, hands down,
yes.
The family, everything. On to Chris really quickly. That was a fabulous experience. That was a one-day, four-hour-long interview in front of bright lights in front of Chris. And I just don't even – I mean, I was speechless, just his interest. The HBO producers had been reviewing, you know, several other dermatologists that you know, to speak on hair in the film. But of course, you know, I was very honored and blessed that I was selected because they said that I had truly had my hands on women of color in hair. And it was really that film is what I was really wanting. You know, it was like a dream come true to be able to then now share with the world about my passion for helping women of color with hair loss and especially my passion for helping baby girls, our young African-American girls, which is this major mission I'm on now to protect them from having future hair loss issues and so forth. So, yeah, those two guys are great. Somehow I teamed up with the comedians of the world. But it's been some wonderful experiences.
I could imagine. I don't know how you kept a straight face because those guys are funny. I'd cheese in and laugh like a chassis cat.
Right. I know a lot of my footage from, because, you know, of course, they take edit a lot of the footage because, of course, that 4 hours turned into, I think, maybe a total of three or four minutes total time on the film. So, of course, with all that footage, yes, it was a lot of joking and laughing and enjoyment. You know, definitely he's a high comedy. So, but that was a great experience. Yes.
And what is your email that my listeners can email you?
Yes, drmacmd@gmail.com. So that's drmacmd@gmail.com. That way it's an easy email through Gmail. Folks can get to me. I'm on, you know, I constantly have my phone. I just make myself accessible, Kalithia. I think that if that's the biggest take-home point, that if someone has a question, I'm available. Email me or call me. And if I can't get back to you within that same time, that same day, I'm trying my best to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. So I really take pride in my people. So, yes, drmacmd@gmail.com.
How can my listeners follow your show? You know, what market are you in? Let's talk a little more about your radio show.
Yes. Well, the Ask Dr. Maxlin email segment is on the Steve Show, which airs throughout many markets on Saturdays. And so that's the main times that I'm on air. And then there's times within the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area that, you know, I will do some things with 93.9, which is WKYS. And then there's 92Q in Baltimore. So any, you know, as far as like regular weekday radio, weekend radio would be the Steve Harvey Saturdays. And they can always, if you don't get in your area, you can go, you know, go online and be able to stream it. So back in, I believe, Kalitha, in from 2007 to 2008, I did have my Dr. Macklin show on call through Radio 1, and it was on the talk radio side. Enjoyed the show, you know, answering questions. It was very similar to how we're talking now. I would take questions and things of that nature. But honestly, with the overload of influx of calls and emails and work that was that I was getting from working with the Steve show and other radio, it was very much overwhelming. So I've, you know, chosen to kind of stay more of a consultant to different personalities and shows, and it just makes it easier because one of the major things that I do, and that's product development. So that takes a lot of my time to be able to have to spend in the lab creating different ideas and bringing new products to market. So we've got some exciting new things coming out next week that I can't share now, but I'm excited about that, an upcoming project as well.
Awesome.
So, yes.
Radio is a lot of work.
Yes.
You know, I don't come from radio myself, so it just kind of fell in my lap like you, but it is a lot of work, and you have to really decide in what direction, but you're doing a great job at getting the message across to everyone. Now, I have a question.
Okay.
Remy Hair is really in, and for those that, you know, want, you know, the length or add the extension.
Right.
What is some advice on that with the Remy Hair and the quality or what people should be looking for?
You know what, that's a great question, Kalitha. It's actually a concern, not necessarily a major concern, but it's something that I'm really looking into to make sure, you know, I'm not opposed to hair weaving. I think we all want to change up our style and look, and that's a great way to do it without the glue, though. Let me say that, without the glue. You know, weaving done properly with hair braided down and not too tightly. So make sure if your stylist is putting in your weave and braiding your hair, make sure the braid is not done too tightly, because when that weave comes out, so will all that hair. And so I've had some awful cases in that regard. But overall, weaving hair, you want to look for the hair that is not hasn't had a lot of chemical treatment or just even just go with just the basic virgin hair. I mean, it's very hard to say when you look at a package or look at a bulk of hair to say what's quality and what's not to the naked eye. I mean, you know, I can actually look at hairs underneath the microscope. You know, there's a lot of companies out here that will say 100% human hair, but then you go and really evaluate it. Yes, of the bulk hair, the human hair that was used may be 100% human hair, but then it's mixed in with, you know, other types of hair or animal hair or whatever else is fillers. So, you know, it almost becomes a trial and error, if you will, because there's no real, there's no real plan about how that hair should be packaged. You know, it's just there's no real guidelines, if you will. It's just, you know, everybody knows that weaving is a big industry and a big business, and so you have many companies out there that are producing products. And I just say, you know, if you have the weave in, and you're starting to experience some sort of extra scalp itching, or when the hair touches your face, you're starting to feel some sort of itching or irritation, then it's likely something that's in the hair that's causing your problems. And this is becoming quite common. So, you know, ladies have to be very in tune with themselves if in fact, it's fresh new hair that they're using, and if they notice within 24 to 48 hours some, you know, allergic type reactions, then Kalitha, it is advised for them to go back to that stylist, get that hair out, and go get some new hair, because there's maybe some, you know, something in that hair. A lot of chemical agents are used to coat the hair strands, similarly to, you know, another big thing are the keratin Brazilian blowout treatments, you know, as a way to straighten hair. Well, you know, that formaldehyde what's used as embalming dead bodies. So when that hair is constantly exposed to the formaldehyde, you're constantly smelling it. So not only is it a risk for the stylist that's putting in that keratin treatment, but it's a risk for the person that's wearing it constantly because they're smelling that. You know, you're going to sleep and you're smelling it and inhaling those. So I just always, you know, I'm here to, you know, properly educate, give people the right information, Kalithia, but it's up to them to make the choice on what they really want to do, you know?
Yeah,
I say this.
Right.
Grown folks, I can't make anyone do anything, but I can advise you as to what I think is the proper thing to do, and it's up to them. We all have choices in life, you know? So, weaving is fine, once again, as long as it's not glued in. Glue is a harsh chemical that does not belong on the scalp. And then, of course, with the braids, make sure the braids aren't put in too tightly to avoid further hair loss. So, yeah.
Great, great, great advice. Now, on to the nails. Now, we've all been there, and I know a lot of men can relate to this. And I hear it may be you get your low iron, but you always got that one nail that's darker than the rest. What is that, and what is the solution to that?
That is fungus. What we call onychomycosis. I hit you with another word, but it's just a fungus. I always like to, you know what, I just believe people should just hear what something really is, and the medical term is onychomycosis, okay, where there's, you know, fungal reaction in the nails. And unfortunately, this can't be treated topically. No, you can't stick your finger in vinegar. You can't stick your finger in bleach. It's not going to help. Nails are an internal structure, just like hair and skin, that require internal treatment. So there are oral antifungal medications that can be taken. But, you know, insurance companies honestly look at this as a cosmetic issue more so than a real medical issue, because most of the time it really isn't a problem from a medical standpoint, except in diabetic patients, that is when they need to have the treatment of the fingernails or even the toenails. But it will require a clinical evaluation as well as a lab evaluation, because a lot of the oral antifungals can affect the liver. So you want to really make, you know, the doctor's going to make sure that everything stays cool with your liver while you're on the medicine. But most of the time, it's not a problem. If a woman has that, there's darker nail polishes that will cover that right on up. Because,
right.
And honestly, there's a lot of side effects to the medications, and that's the part that that I just say, tell folks to err in caution, because it can really adversely shut your liver down, and especially if you already have a liver that may not be acting right because of the the happy hours after work and things of that nature, or you're on some of the medications that have adversely affected your liver, then that can be a problem. So, yeah, it just becomes that's another choice that a person has to make. But it's not mandatory that it be treated, Kalithia.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
I don't get a lot of nail questions, actually. Yeah, I don't get a lot. That was good, because I never, not never, but hardly ever get, you know, nail questions. But so that was great to be able to discuss that.
Now, back to this hair loss conversation we were having earlier. Now, popular by demand lately also, in addition to the Remy hair, the best and most convenient hairstyle ever, lace front wig. A lot of women are getting a lot of hair loss to that. What is your take on those lace fronts?
Yes. Well, lace fronts are causing a problem primarily because of the glue. It's the glue. Glue does not belong on your scalp. I know it's a quick sort of deal to be able to use a lace front wig, but it is causing tons of scalp issues, hair loss, facial and neck rashes because of the glue that's used to secure the lace front wig. So, you know, my suggestion is if a lady is having some issues, you know, stop using that for right now. You know, get your hair braided down, or, you know, go to a professional that can do a sew-in weave, or just do a basic wig that fits the, you know, your style, or because there are a lot of issues with that glue, Kalithia, and so it is a problem. We're definitely seeing lots. I get lots of emails and calls in regards to reactions that women have gotten from using the lace front. So I know that's a big business. However, you know, it's causing it's causing some troubles on the skin and scalp as well because of the glue. Once again,
I've seen some terrible cases where it's just like hairlines are starting in the middle of the head. It's just ridiculous.
Oh yeah. I mean, and once again, it's that glue that's, you know, absorbing through the scalp and disrupting the follicles, so the follicles can't even grow hair anymore. So, you know, it's once again, it's best if you want the weave look, have your own hair braided down, whatever can be braided down, and there's tons of professionals that know how to do tricks to get that hair looking its very best and you being able to preserve the health of your scalp and hair follicles at the same time. So, so yes, I would err, you know, tell folks to be really cautious when they're doing that.
Yeah, definitely. And before we take a break, another question that I have or would like for you to share with the listeners is the relaxers. You know, we want that straight hair, especially for, you know, the great, you know, African-American women here, or some men are doing it. And when it comes to relaxing your hair, what are some, you know, tips that you have?
You know, I'm definitely not against relaxers. You know, I grew up with a relaxer. However, in the year 2000, I chose to not do a relaxer as my own personal choice because I was starting to make the association of what the relaxer is really shutting down hair roots, which became a major, major deal. And I was, you know, so having heard at that point from thousands and thousands of women about their hair loss and relaxers, Kalithia, I had made a decision for me personally to, you know, either wear my hair slick back or whatever, and if I want some fancy look, I have no problem with having my stylist braid my hair up and put some weave, it does whatever. It's about just being safe if you're going to use the relaxers. So, you know, I know a lot of the no-lie relaxers will say you don't need to base the whole scalp. Wrong. You do need to base the whole scalp because a no-lie relaxer is calcium hydroxide or lithium hydroxide, and a lye relaxer is sodium hydroxide. The bottom line is they're all hydroxides, which is adversely affecting, you know, which can absorb into the scalp and damage the hair root. So this is why the companies will put on the back of their packaging, you know, do not use if there's any hair or scalp damage. And we really need to take heed to that because the relaxers can absorb through the scalp and disrupt those and damage those hair roots and causing lots of hair loss. This is one of the common reasons of hair loss in women of color, that women are walking around thinking they have a male pattern baldness. Well, in fact, Kalitha, this is not, it may look like you're having a male pattern baldness, but they're having what we call follicular degeneration syndrome. Follicular just means follicle or root, and degeneration means dying off. So basically the roots are dying off from the chronic excessive use. So, you know, if a woman is starting to show signs of hair thinning or scalp issues, that's a sign to really lay off of that chemical to reduce further damage. So these are the kind of things I've been consulting on for years. And that goes true for men that use texturizers. If they're starting to show signs of thinning or balding in an area, the hydroxide that's in the texturizer, because that's just another word for relaxer, you know, it's all the same.
Right.
So it's just a matter of, you know, being cautious and completely basing the entire scalp, the forehead, the ears, the neck. I mean, you can never overuse any type of base prior to any chemical service because you don't want that chemical to absorb too much or around too many areas to reduce your risk of further issues. So, yeah, there can be lots of problems with relaxers, but they can be okay when used safely. And definitely after the break, we really must revisit this because I must, you know, pipe you into the whole initiative with the relaxers, but early use of it. Because I'm really saying if a young girl is below 16, we got to really watch or even just completely avoid the chemical use there. And we can feel free to talk about that after your break because that's a long, lots of discussion there.
Absolutely. Ask Dr. Mack, Dr. Melanie Macklin here on BGE Radio. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, speaking about health, beauty, hair, nails, beauty inside and out. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigman Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Yo, where'd you help?
Yo, what up, this is Cisco.
Yo, this is Jazz.
And this is Nokio, the entity.
Yo, what up, this is Teo.
We are personally inviting you to be part of Urban Hangover 2 in Las Vegas. You gotta be there. We're gonna be performing all our hit records. Our boy Dwelle and Slick Rick are gonna be there to make the show even crazier. It's gonna be super grown and sexy. You need to be there. If you've been to Vegas, you know how it is in Vegas. If you haven't been, this is your time to come. You can register for the Vegas adventure at www.urbanhangover.com. And remember, what happens in Vegas never happens. Be there.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio.
Social media is not as fad and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Media.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And we are back. We are back. Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It is 12:38 Los Angeles, 3:38 Atlanta. And BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Get on over and become a free member. You guys heard about the Urban Hangout, UrbanHangout.com for you young professionals that want to get out and mingle and have a good time. And yes, they call it Sin City, but you know, we're just going to leave it at that. But it's going to be a great, great, awesome event. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter and our guest of the day, Dr. Melanie Macklin. Follow her. Actually, you can get more information on her at her website, and that's drmacklin.com. Now, Melanie, before we went to the break, we were speaking of relaxers, and
yes.
Let's speak on those initiatives.
Yes. Honestly, Kalithia, I've been studying hair loss in women of color, particularly chemical hair loss, as I talked about a few minutes ago with the condition follicular degeneration syndrome that looks like male pattern balding in women of color, but it relates to the chronic and excessive use of the chemical relaxers, Well, you know, part of my hair loss questionnaire naturally is, you know, I asked the woman about her iron level, her thyroid level, did she just have a baby, because those are all main reasons for excessive hair shedding, you know, as I'm trying to really zone in on why a woman is losing her hair. And honestly, quite commonly, many women were saying, Dr. Macklin, I have low iron. I hate taking those iron pills, but yeah, my iron is low. And then, you know, the only way for your iron to be low is if you're bleeding excessively somewhere for too long. So we know women, as women, we bleed once a month naturally. But when it gets excessive, it can lead to a low iron. Well, what's the most common reason of women bleeding excessively a month? And that's fibroids. So having said that, there, you know, I had pretty much followed this for many years and saying, well, you know, there has to be some sort of link here. I wasn't comfortable with really putting out that information back in the mid-90s as I was realizing this. You know, I have a good clinical partner buddy, Dr. Keith Kelly, who his specialty is fibroids in women of color and removing them as well as removing the uterus. And we started really, you know, talking about this. But then in 2011, Kalithia, there was a study out of Boston University, actually two, that revealed over 23,000 women and discussed the use of the relaxers and linked to early puberty and menses before the age of 10. Also showed fibroids as well as infertility and early hysterectomies in women that were younger than 40. So a light bulb went off, and I said, you know what? I have to now start I would not be doing the right thing as a physician, because part of our Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm. And if I know something that's doing someone some harm, I must share that. So the point that I'm sharing is not saying, hey, everybody, stop chemical relaxers. No. But I am saying this. Let's protect our baby girls. Let's not do chemicals. Let's avoid chemicals in our baby girls at least until they're 16. And if a woman is having hair thinning or hair loss or scalp issues, that's a no-no. If a woman is pregnant, that's a no-no, okay, because we do know, you know, there's some possible links of chemicals to disruption in pregnancy and all type of other medical issues. And then lastly, if a woman is having some reproductive issues or is trying to conceive and can't have a baby or whatever, and she's using a chemical relaxer, to not use it. You know, there's other alternatives while you're trying to, you know, as it pertains to really just trying to keep your body healthy at the same time. So the mission is really, our slogan is chemical-free curls until sweet 16 for healthier girls. And it's all about our young girls. I mentioned earlier, adults, we have choices. I can't tell an adult what to do, Kalithia. Wow. I can only share the information. And it's with hope and prayers that all mothers and guardians of our young African-American girls will take heed to what I'm saying and say, you know what, I'm just going to be safe, because guess what, one day I'm going to want my child to have her own family. So my question to mothers and guardians out there would be, straight hair or grandchildren? Straight hair or grandchildren? And that's really deep when you think about it like that, because you're saying, are you so concerned for your child to have straight hair today with the harsh chemicals infusing into her scalp, into her bloodstream, affecting her reproductive future health, or her ability to not have children at all? So it's the initiative is about the children. And a whole, you know, awareness campaign. We have, the list is growing of the supporters of this initiative, and so we're really excited. We really just launched it really just within the last 2 weeks, but it's getting a lot of legs to it, and people are really taking heed to what's being said. So it's a serious issue. Once again, it's not shutting down chemicals for everyone, but this is calling the attention to the mothers and guardians of young baby girls and saying, you know what, let's let them have their option of future childbearing. And since there is a possible link, let's just try to make sure to keep, the chemicals as much off of their scalp as possible. Because, you know, the scalp is really the most vascular area on the body. It has tons of blood supply, you know.
Right.
So that hydroxide is absorbing. So it's my due diligence to share this information, Kalithia. Once again, it's not saying I can't tell you what to do, but I can share the information, and you can make an educated decision about either yourself or your child. So once again, the chemical relaxers can be safe if the instructions are followed carefully on the back of the box for folks that don't fall into the categories that I mentioned earlier. Like if you know your child is over 16, if you're not having any hair thinning or hair loss or scalp issues, or if you're not having any reproductive issues or you're not pregnant, go right ahead. Just make sure you base that entire scalp, like I mentioned earlier, the entire scalp to, you know, to reduce as much absorption as possible. So, yeah, this is a very serious topic, but it's much needed. It has to be. You know, I would not feel in my right mind. You know, my thing is, hey, this is credible information that needs to be put out there for folks to be able to make choices for themselves. You know, can't hide it. I'm sorry. I have a voice, and I want to share. I want to share information.
And we appreciate it. That's what it's all about. We definitely appreciate it. Now, this initiative ties in with you have a book that's out. Is it the Kids Health book? Or tell us more about your book. Does it tie in?
Yes,
together?
You know, it was actually just ironic how it all kind of, you know, tied together. In my new book, which is called Ask Dr. Mac, it's kids' health book. It's a really, Kalithia, one of a kind. I wrote it in a poetry style. It's full of health information. I have 5 poetry style stories. The first story is Allergy Me. The second story is called Lady Eczema. The third story is called By Hair Loss. The fourth story is called Let's Talk Germs, and the last one is called Ringworm Around My House. Well, all of those subjects, one child or another has either one or all the above, because those things are so common in kids. And so by the time that they flip through and look at these vibrant visuals that show the different rashes of eczema or show the different rash of ringworm or show kids with no hair or show how germs can get on your toys or your when you're sneezing or coughing, I mean, the visuals really make that book come to life. And, yes, the by hair loss story certainly ties to this whole initiative that I've started, because in the By Hair Loss section of the book, I simply say this: avoid chemical hair relaxers in younger than a teen head, or else their tender hair roots will go dead. So that totally correlates with what I am, you know, emphasizing in the initiative. We have wonderful companies that want to come on and help to support this, because it's so critical, and the information needs to be out there. I would love for your listeners to just try to share this information. If anyone has any questions, I'm more than reachable through my drmacmd@gmail. So as many different platforms, Kalitha, that even you may think about. I mean, I'm just honored to have to speak on your platform this long, because as you know, radio time is very difficult. It's very, you know, much monitored and so forth. So. But we do have to start spreading this information if we want to have a future of young black girls and young black boys. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely. And they can get a copy of that book from your website and more information at
That's right, AskDrMac.com. Mm-hmm. Right, it's AskDrMac, AskDrMac.com. So it's just AskDrMac.com. And I welcome, emails, email me questions. Reach out via phone. However, I'm just a walking full of encyclopedias. They used to call me Encyclopedia Brown. Encyclopedia Brown was my line name when I pledged Howard, AK. So I think I'm a walking encyclopedia in that regard of information. But I don't want to keep the information to myself. I want to share it with others, so we can all make educated decisions about, our hair, skin, health, or whatever. So, yeah.
Right. Yep, and that's what it's all about. Now, summer's here, and, oily skin is here, sunburn. Mm-hmm. We as women try to find the best, makeup to control it. Give us some advice on that, even some products without really endorsing on some advice on, keeping our skin healthy during the summertime.
Yes, well, I always encourage that we must have a year-round routine. A lot of us don't have a skincare routine. We just do whatever. You know, we wash our face however, we use our same cloth we use on our body, we use it on our face. And these are not the correct way or healthier way to keep your skin healthy. So I always say, you know, you want to definitely make sure that you use a special face wash, washing with your hands or with a separate face washcloth or some of those disposable face towels. And you want to make sure you put on a moisturizer with SPF of at least 15. SPF is sun protected factor. You'll see that on a lot of, sun tanning lotions and things of that nature. But it's so critical, no matter, you know, what spectrum of color you fall into, that we need to have that SPF because, Kalitha, even in the workplace, we're still getting UV rays from the fluorescent lights. So it's not just being outside in the sun giving really high-powered UVA and UVB rays, but in your office places, there's fluorescent lights that are, you know, shining onto the skin and causing problems. And definitely melanoma skin cancer is the most common form of skin cancer that an African-American would get. So on that note, I definitely tell folks if they see some sort of unusual dark area that's changing colors or irritated, it's better safe than sorry to definitely get that checked out because that's a very aggressive type of skin cancer. But so definitely the washing the face twice a day, using the moisturizer with the SPF at least in the morning before you go out. And then for my ladies, whether or not you like to wear makeup or not, the last part of essential skincare is protecting your pores, coating them so that when you go outside into the environmental elements, whatever gets trapped in those pores gets washed off when you wash your face when you go to sleep at night. So there's so many wonderful lightweight powders, Kalitha. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, that you can just brush across your face that are skin color. You know, you don't have to stick with a lot of heavy foundations and all of that if that's not what you choose. But at least do the final essential step of skincare, which is what I feel is essential, rather, and that's protecting your pores and coating them so that all that gook from the environment is in you, is trapped into the powder. So then when you wash your face, you're washing out all of that. And that's one of the real secrets to maintaining really nice skin. As far as the oily skin now, the topical products are really not going to help oily skin. Like there's a lot of, you know, toners that say, you know, help to reduce the oil. The oil is coming from, you know, the face has a lot of sebaceous glands, which are oil glands. And they're just, you know, oftentimes they're going haywire, especially during the summertime. So one of my favorites is vitamin A. Remember earlier, skin and hair are internal structures. So most of the things that you're going to hear me saying are usually internal, okay? And vitamin A capsules, which anyone can get from their drugstore or health food store, it may say beta carotene, but it's all a form of vitamin A. And simply, you know, two capsules per day, that helps to kind of dry those oil glands out right internally. So then after a while, you won't even have it. You'll have less of an issue of the oily skin because you're calming down the oil glands by which the oil is spitting out from. So, yep, right. Beta carotene, vitamin A, two capsules a day. Now, for your ladies that are pregnant or planning on having a baby, definitely a no-no to excess vitamin A because that can cause some birth defects. So if one of your, you know, if one of your listeners are either pregnant or wanting to have a baby, definitely avoid the vitamin A for right now and just stick to just, you know, surface care. But but yes, so the summertime routine is just make sure the main thing is that SPF, and if you're in the pool swimming, like every 2 hours you want to get back out and reapply your sunscreen. It's very important. Very important.
We are on here trying to get as much as I can out to you while I can out your busy schedule. So those that are listening, I know we didn't speak on acne or like you were mentioning earlier, which is big, the eczema and the ringworms. You guys can email Dr. Melanie Macklin at drmacmd@gmail.com for more information or, you know, the advice or suggestions from you or if they need that more, you know, information from you. Now, with all my shows, Dr. Melanie, I like to end my show with words of encouragement. Whatever you feel in your spirit, please leave us enlightened.
Oh, words of encouragement. Well, let's see. Let me keep it short. First and foremost, integrity, Kalithia. I just submit to folks to please keep their integrity. It's just so very important. Number two, your morals and ethics. That's really part of the integrity category because, you know, those are things that people really value and they look on to you and that's what makes people stay loyal to you when they know that you're a person that's living with you know, ethics and have great morals and integrity and values. Another one, be passionate about whatever you do. Passion can make you very successful. I have built my business off of my passion for wanting to educate women and men of color across the country. And when you are doing something that's very passionate for you, it's not going to be considered work. It's actually fun. I enjoy getting up every day and wanting to figure out who's the next person that I'm going to help. So regardless of whatever industry that you're in, if you're passionate about it, it's going to just be very fruitful for your livelihood. So keeping that passion is very important. And then lastly, just keep the faith. You know, stay faithful, and that, you know, that will just take you very far, and people will be able to really see through all those and find those values that are kind of deep inside of you if you really follow those simple principles that I personally followed. And you know, just, you know, enjoy life and keep your integrity, keep your morals, ethics, and integrity and passion, and you know, and you're going to be fine. So that probably is a whole nother show because I do talk to my clients, not only just about hair and skin. It's almost like I've had a ministry, Kalithia, for near 15 years on really helping people outside of, I mean, I will get calls outside of a hair and skin issue because they just need some guidance. They need some help. And you know, I'm here to help. I'm a giver. And once again, I'm very passionate about doing it. So it's really not considered part of work. It's just part of me and my innate self. So definitely I have enjoyed, you know, all of the opportunity that you've given me today. I'm here for your listeners. They can go to my website. They can call me, whatever the case may be. If ever you have any questions for you personally, you have my contact information. So, you know, the line's always open for you as well.
Yeah, thank you. And just thank you for being a blessing to us today. And we bless you continuously on your journey because you are just doing marvelous work. And definitely we are following you and just taking the time because you are a busy lady, you know, coming, you know, with us today and just sharing all your expertise. So we are honored to have you.
Yes, yes. And, you know, through the Facebook, of course, all the social media, we're really trying to do more activity with that. So, you know, your listeners can also look me up under Dr. Melanie Macklin, that page, and be able to send me questions through that format as well. So that's, you know, Dr. Melanie Macklin. That's M-E-L-A-N-Y-E, and then Macklin, M-A-C-L-I-N. So,
awesome,
yes, that's
awesome.
More than enough outlets for your people.
And they are listening. They are listening. We got over 10 cities globally tuning in right now. I can see them on
that's
the, you know,
beautiful.
We have GPS traffic. So we have them all over the globe listening right now. So I'm sure they're taking notes, but yes. So just a blessing with you being with us today. And just thank you for being a part of the BGE Radio.
No, I thank you for the opportunity, my dear.
And there you guys have it. Staying Beautiful with Dr. Mac, drmacklin.com, at Dr. Mel Mac on Twitter. You guys can follow her. Email your questions, drmacandy@gmail.com. All our shows are archived, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Keyword is listen, so you guys can, you know, share this, you know, for those that, you know,
you know, couldn't get on the air and hear this, but all of our shows are archived through our website. And that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at Kalithia. And we're going to be back on Wednesday, so come on and tune in. I have Lydia and Calvin King, founders of True Entertainment Magazine. Get the scoop. Watch out, TMZ. And as I always tell you guys, build, grow, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.